How you been?
Good. I'm still waiting on my check.
Yeah, right. Everybody wants the money.
I would
Yeah.
like
I
to
would be
get
like
that
that
check
too.
rolling, but yeah, it's
Yeah.
coming.
Yeah, you'll be good.
This week been like amazing. Did Mother's Day yesterday, me and my mom.
How was that?
Got to spend a whole weekend with my mom doing things that we love to do as like
That's
mother and
awesome.
daughter. I've been writing music, tons and tons of music. If you look at my Instagram account, it looks like there's this block of time that I'm not performing, but I'm doing like three private events in a day. And I just don't post it. My manager has said either turning people on or you're turning people off. When I first got signed with him, like I was so frantic. If you were to sit with me in my room, you would see me picking up my phone and posting and going through new content or old stuff, post and post and post. And then I'd be like, I have to put my phone down. And then I would put it down for like 10 minutes, 1 o'clock in the morning, I'd pick it back up. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, posting, viewing, getting ideas. Couldn't put it down. I told him that, and he was like, let's create some new healthy habits around social media. And but that's how committed I am, right? Like I've just and it's like there's being committed and then there's being obsessive, I think.
I
But
don't
yeah.
know too many people who have accomplished any degree of sustained success in any career that has not entered a degree of obsession.
Yeah.
Balance is a pretty relative word. Do you want present balance or do you want overall balance? Life happens on like this timeline. Across that timeline, things can look unbalanced. Spent 8 hours a day for 12 years of my life learning things. That could look very unbalanced
Yeah.
when you compare it to the next 12 years of your life, where you may be in a concentration virtually doing one thing. You have more social time because you're not in school, so like maybe you're taking that for social time, maybe for work. If you were to look at it like that, oh, that's
Yeah.
unbalanced. If you look at it in the present, but if you look at it on the total thing, I've spent a quarter of my life doing this, I spent a quarter of my life doing that, then it's like, oh, well, there's probably more balance there than you would realize. It really comes down to what kind of balance you want and why you want the balance. I want to give you consultations for the next 6 months, right?
Okay.
That takes us to the end of the year. What I would like to do is record them and really try to map out a way to take you from whatever step you're on to the next step. And I want people to be able to come on this journey with you.
That's so cool.
I want people to be able to see, like, you're a real person. You're a real musician. You're a real working musician. Plenty of people are real working musicians, but then also there's a whole education around people not understanding, even as a consumer or as a fan, they're uneducated in like all the work that it is, the things that you have to know. When people get a window inside of seeing that, I believe that it will serve to bring your audience a bit closer to you. And I want to help to facilitate a version of that as well.
I like that. Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna treat this like any other consult. Normally, people are asking me a very specific type of questions. Like, I want to know about how to get my music on television, into advertising, or move my performing career here, or I'm trying to answer a ton of stuff in a very condensed time period. I kind of want to know, like, what are your goals?
For this year, one of the goals I have is to release like my own music. I just really want to focus on releasing like original music this year. The other thing I want to do
Okay.
this year is have like a breakthrough in my social engagement. Right now, I'm at 2,600 followers, right? And I want to be able to grow my reach and have 10,000 people following me on Instagram. From those 10,000 people, I would like to see some of those people at the show.
Original shows or cover shows?
Well, that's a really good question. I think I need to start doing originals.
Okay, so we'll put that under goals too, is that you want to do original
Yeah,
shows?
I've worked with covers for so long. Last Monday, I had somebody, can you please play some of your own music? Kind of was like, okay, really? Like, I want to hear what you've been working on. So I spent third set playing all original music.
How is that?
Super vulnerable, incredible. Talk about adrenaline rush, extremely humbling, taking it from concept to reality. We want to hear more of what you bring to the table. We love your covers, we love what you do, but we want to hear more of your originals.
That's a great audience to begin to build a home show, a show that you do at your home or in your backyard or at someone else, or at their house or their backyard. It's is differentiating, like, if you have an audience that wants to hear original music, mm-hmm. it can help to filter them into a section of you have to support original music. Because at the end of the day, those people are still getting to watch you for free.
Yeah.
It's the venue who has paid you. This money is cover music money, and my relationship is with the venue. Like, they're my client. They're the person that I'm here to make happy. Yeah. These are my fans, and for the fans that are not here for the songs, they're here for me, the individual, and they want to hear my original music, own the relationship, not mm-hmm. you only come and see me here at this venue because this is your favorite spot, you know the bartender, you know like your friends are here, see how uncomfortable, quote unquote, they're willing to get to be like, yeah, sure, I'll drive 20 miles to go see you, mm-hmm. go to this place and pay for your music. That's really where you start to see, and I wouldn't get too emotionally invested in maybe having turnover in fans. You will likely experience turnover yep. when it's 10 or 15 or 50 people. 50 is kind of a lot. The beginning stage 50 is a lot. You have to remember that you are growing. If you have to do this in the beginning and it seems like you're taking a step back, it is because you're laying a foundation to grow.
I get that.
You're like, oh, I want to grow my page. That might mean that the content that you make changes.
Yep.
A lot of independent artists go through this because oftentimes their fans are virtually their friends and their family.
In the beginning, yeah.
But your fans may be looking for something different from you.
Yeah, it's...
Just wanted to get that out while I was thinking about it. But yes, original shows is also a goal.
I think it would be really great to look at, okay, what do I have to provide? Like, what do I have to offer? And how do we have each platform have the maximum reach for my service and my offering? We could look at like, okay, what are you already doing on Instagram? What's working? What's not working?
I think so too. We got to identify your target market. We will get there. I don't want to get ahead okay. of myself. What is the biggest area of friction for you?
I think right now it's just about songwriting. Like, I used to write songs so often as a teenager. And then I was writing music on and off in my 20s. And then like in my 30s, I write a song either when I feel like it. So I've just got to really get myself back into the momentum of songwriting. It's not even about it being good. I just need to keep the consistency and the momentum of songwriting. That's really important for me.
Okay.
The other thing, just releasing a song. Like, I don't even have a single out there. That needs to happen.
And what else?
Completely revamp my YouTube. So I'm going into a studio to do like vocal and video production. I really need to present myself the way you would see me live. What I'm doing live and how I'm presenting online. There needs to be like an integration there.
Anything else?
The other thing too is that I just need to continue to develop focus when it comes to what I want to put out there. Focus in on what we're doing and do things step by step by step, because it's really easy for me to have all these ideas and then nothing gets done. One thing that I really want to continue to do is more podcasts, more interviews. I want to be on TV. I want to be on radio, out there in media, engaging with people, talking with people. It's something that I'm really passionate about.
Is there anything else?
I really, really, really want to find who my audience is. I really want to hone it in this year. The other thing too is that I want to play much bigger stages with much bigger audiences. I want to perform in front of hundreds, thousands of people. I am so ready. Put me on a stage. My voice is huge. And I have the capacity to sing really big or to have it be really intimate. For me, it's like about singing to as many people as possible. If I could be an opening act for an artist.
Anything else?
Elaborate on the list. But those are the first things on my list that I think are really important to look at right now.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's a lot of things. You know, it's a lot of things. I tend to ask that question because normally when people say, this is like the area, if you ask them something else, they have something else. If you ask them something else, they have something else. When I put all of these things together, one of the things... organization mm-hmm. and goal setting. Paraphrasing what you said, you know, but it comes down to organization and goal setting. Getting all of this down and then prioritizing which things are important to you. Put things in order of priority to you from an emotional perspective so you know where your heart is. And that's important. Then there's also order of operations as well. If the goal is I want to play at Rogers Arena, some other things that are on this list that has to happen before
yep,
we do
I feel that.
That's how you can map it out. What order do these things kind of need to happen in for me to try to step myself into that particular yep. realm? So releasing music is big. Before you release music, you likely want to make sure that you have the best songs. Getting into a songwriting practice is important. It's something that does not have to be done independently. You have the songs that you're going to write by yourself, but then you also have to find collaborators. One of the best ways to get better is to learn from other people who write songs. There's a group that I run on the first Friday of every month, and on the third Friday of every month. First Friday of every month, we have collaboration social. So I do this on Clubhouse, and I want you to join it. Essentially, the way that it works, different people come in, they join the stage, and one by one, we kind of go through, introduce yourself, give us a strength and a weakness. I'm a good lyricist, but I'm not good at production, but I don't write songs. Like, somebody else might come in and, well, I'm a great top liner, but I'm not great at lyrics, and I do a little bit of production, but I do play guitar. Those are good three people to have together, because all of their strengths complement each other's weaknesses. And I'll put them in a collaborative team. Though the result is that songs happen every month, the point is to learn the art of collaboration. Because often we hear, like, collaboration is key and you need to collaborate and find collaborators and stuff, but collaborating is a skill. And then on the third Friday of every month is show and tell. So you have 2 weeks to write a song. They present the songs that they've written over the last 2 weeks, and then they talk about the collaborative process. It's all free. You know, it's just community based.
Amazing.
So that is important. The songwriting.
I like that.
We're going to also break things into categories. There's a category of skills that you're trying to have, a different category, research. Then there's execution, stuff that you can actually execute against, booking shows, figuring out what booking agents are responsible for these venues that you want to get into. Before we even do the releasing of the music and writing the songs, it's important to do the research to find out who your audience is. Like, who do you want to speak to? Who do you want to speak to, or who do you want to speak for? Yeah. One of the best ways to identify your audience is to figure out who you are.
Do these questions, and it can provide these results. I think that's valuable. I think that's something that all artists should participate in, just to have those statistics to pull from.
Well, this is what any company selling a product would do.
Makes sense.
Right? And so typically we tend to tell artists, think of yourself like a business, like you're a walking business, you're an entrepreneur. Most artists are people who are freelancers that pay themselves. Their money does not go into a separate account that's a business account, and they're not allotting a budget for business expenses.
Mm-hmm.
What they make, they spend. So they're virtually just self-employed. There's a difference in functionality when you decide to operate a business. And this is what most businesses would do. What we're going to structure for you also is a pathway to financial security. It was not on your list, but this is really only attainable with sustainability if you have cash flow. All of these things are awesome, but this runs on possibility and not probability. I want to operate on both.
All of it makes so much sense. I'm like, how come I didn't know about this? But that's why we're having this conversation.
You do know. I just want to frame our mind in, like, empowering and empowerment. We do know because we're here and we're alive and we interact with the world. Whether we decide to pay attention to how we are interacting, we're just going to change our relationship to the things we already relate to.
What you just said was brilliant. It's like, yeah, we do what we do, and whether we're paying attention to why we're doing what we're doing, that's really what we're talking about. But why do I feel the need for a pop of color? And why is it that when someone asks me to take out my piercings, it's a no for me? In the beginning, I was like, oh, they look cool, they look pretty, but now they're like a part of my identity.
And I'm gonna get you all the material so that you can start going through this. So that way, the next time we have a conversation, all of that will already be together, and we can, like, kind of move it into the next phase.
Yeah.
To get to all of this stuff, we gotta start somewhere. That first place to start is in the research. Really identifying you, who we think your audience could be, what they like, what things match up and pair with you. What didn't exist during my time of doing this that does exist now, which makes it better. There is a pathway to income just in finding out this information. You can figure out which brands have the same value, core tenants, those things that match up now lead to money.
I can see now why I love Joyburst so much. Because I deeply resonate with Brad Woodgate's vision and his want to bring attention and awareness to refined sugar being toxic and put a replacement out there in the world and, like, you know, educate people, do it in a fun-loving way, present a product so that those of us who are wanting to and willing to let go of our habits with refined sugar, that there is an actual product now that's there that we can consume. And it comes from this initiative and this vision that's in alignment with my personal belief. This is so important. And I've totally been relating to myself as self-employed. I even say it in my speak. that I'm a self-employed working musician, already see how that's significantly different. Like, it's a business, I'm self-employed, versus I'm an entrepreneur running a business.
No feelings need to be applied to either. If your goals were different and they aligned with, I want to be a self-employed gigging musician, that's totally fine. So like how we package you. There's a difference between being a singer who is going to perform covers and being a band, an acoustic duo, and also a singer who goes into an established cover band that may have already built a particular reputation or name for itself, and now you front that band. And we can get into that as well, in that world, how you want to operate. These conversations will likely need to have happen simultaneously. Since cover music, you're further along, it may make sense to really focus on the cover music stuff because it will likely deliver faster results for you, which probably leads to increase in your income. An increase in your income gives you more flexibility to do more things in the original space.
I loved what you said about, you know, maximizing like the stability of financials, right?
And so I'm going to share those resources with her, and we'll continue on this journey with Angie Faith, the Joy Burst Talent Search 2023 winner.